Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, 30,000 LA Unified School District employees plan to go on a three-day strike next week. School teachers say they will not cross those picket lines. U.S. banks chip into a multi-billion dollar rescue plan to stop First Republic Bank from being the third to fail in a week. And March Madness is underway with four Southern California men's college basketball teams chasing the national title. UCLA looks good.
So I think that showing in the Pac-12 tournament really bodes well for UCLA going into the NCAA tournament.
It's Thursday, March 16th. I'm Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Well, that's what it sounded like when several thousand cafeteria workers, custodians, special ed teachers, and other LA Unified School District employees got together yesterday at downtown LA's Grand Park for a rally and a big announcement. They will walk off the job for 3 days next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, all 30,000 of them. They're members of SEIU Local 99. Their union has been talking contract with LA Unified for months, but with no agreement. The school district's 30,000 school teachers say they will not cross the SEIU picket lines. LA Unified Superintendent Alberto Carvalho was called off classes for those 3 days next week, but he also says education and other services for families will continue. Details now from LAist reporter Mariana Dale.
The shutdown would impact more than 422,000 students. LA Unified Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says the district will provide homework packets for every student, some child care through partner organizations, and will have food available at dozens of sites.
Is it perfect? No. Is it ideal? Not really. It is the best we can do, considering the conditions we're facing.
For example, Carvalho says during the summer, the district set up supervised care for less than a quarter of students. It's unclear what terms would stop the strike. He says there are currently no scheduled negotiations with SEIU Local 99, which represents school staff such as bus drivers, classroom assistants, and cafeteria workers. For LAist 89.3, I'm Mariana Dale.
One more note, SEIU Local 99 says its members are fed up with living on poverty wages. They want a three-year deal that brings them pay raises across the board of 30%. That's more than what LA Unified is offering, but Superintendent Carvalho says he has made the union what he calls one of the strongest offers ever by a superintendent in contract talks. Do you have your money in one of the 18 Southern California branches of San Francisco-based First Republic Bank? Well, you're probably breathing a little easier today. 11 of the biggest banks in the U.S. today announced a $30 billion rescue package for First Republic. It's an effort to shore it up so it doesn't end up as the third sizable bank to fail in less than a week. First Republic serves a tech-heavy clientele, just like Silicon Valley Bank did, the first bank to fail last week. J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo would each put $5 billion in uninsured deposits into First Republic. The rest would come from seven other banks. Here's something ominous, though. In a statement, the group of banks confirmed that other unnamed banks have seen large amounts of withdrawals of uninsured deposits. Structural engineers in San Clemente are keeping a wary eye on a rain-soaked beachside bluff in the northern end of the city. A good portion of that bluff broke away yesterday, leaving four apartment buildings teetering on the edge. Everyone was evacuated. The buildings have been yellow tagged, which means no one can go inside until those engineers figure out whether the bluff can be shored up. So how do you know if the land below your home is about to go? LA's climate emergency reporter Aaron Stone says that's a good question.
Residents in a coastal area of San Clemente heard a loud crack Wednesday morning, their warning that the land beneath them was collapsing. Everyone got out safely this time, but they were lucky. There's no process to regularly monitor coastal bluffs prone to landslides, says San Clemente Mayor Chris Duncan.
To this point, we've been really relying on our residents to, let us know if they see something occurring.
He says residents can call the city if they notice cracks or sliding in or near their homes. But the city itself needs more resources for robust monitoring. Duncan says the city and county are now working to identify other immediately sensitive bluff areas. For LAist 89.3, I'm Aaron Stone.
Four Southern California College basketball men's teams are ready to make their runs through the NCAA tournament. UCLA, USC, UC Santa Barbara, San Diego State Aztecs. The Aztecs held off the College of Charleston this afternoon for a 63-57 opening round win. UCLA, 29-5 this season, will play UNC Asheville tonight at 7 in Sacramento. USC takes on Michigan State tomorrow morning in Columbus, Ohio. Also tomorrow morning, UC Santa Barbara goes against Baylor in Denver. Ben Bulch covers UCLA sports for the LA Times. He says the Bruins lost two key players to injuries during last week's Pac-12 tournament and still nearly beat Arizona in the title game.
So I think that showing in the Pac-12 tournament really bodes well for UCLA going into the NCAA tournament.
The Bruins got to the Final Four 2 years ago. The last time UCLA won the national title was 1995, the team that was led by Ed O'Bannon and Tyus Edney. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino with assistance from producers Tiffany Ujiye and Libby Rainey. Catherine Mailhouse is the Director of Content Development. Our engineer is Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. Join us again tomorrow. You know, you can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at laist.com/give. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Studios. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.